Hello, I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Running Wild, the Dutch Swing College Band, beginning today's edition of the program. Today, in fact, we are putting the spotlight on the Dutch Swing College Band. They began performing in the late 1940s, and through the years have traveled the world and continue to perform today. As we continue our special series looking at Dutch jazz, the second program of this 14-part series we'll look at the Dutch Swing College Band. The other recordings that we're going to take a listen to, like the one that we just heard, are part of a series of sessions that they recorded for Radio Nederland, the Dutch International Service, in the 1960s. Paradise Island.
Thank you.
Paradise Island, the Dutch Swing College Band. We now bring you Program 2 of the Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited from 1975, produced by Radio Nederland. This program takes a look at the DSC and features excerpts of concerts recorded in the Netherlands by Radio Nederland. The program is produced and presented by Mike de Ruiter.
This is the Dutch Swing College Band, organized in 1945 by Peter Skilbroert, Holland's best known and most professional Dixieland orchestra. It made a lot of records and many concert tours all over the world. The group features four horns and a rhythm section without piano. Peter Skilbroert leads on soprano to Panama.
Here we go!
Thank you.
Panama, the Dutch Swing College Band, with Bert de Kort on cornet, Dick Card on trombone, but he played baritone horn in his solo in Panama. Leader Peter Skilpoort plays clarinet, soprano, and baritone saxophone. Bob Carper is on clarinet and alto. In the rhythm section, Jaap van Kempen on banjo and guitar. Henk Bos van Drakenstein plays a five-string amplified bass, and Huub Jansen is on drums. A tune now popularized way back by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, and since a standard in any type of jazz, Indiana. Thank you. Indiana, with Bob Copper on alto and Peter Skilbert on clarinet. In the next tune, Bob plays clarinet and Peter is on baritone. This is one from the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, Tin Roof Blues. Thank you. After Tin Roof Blues, the final selection by the Dutch Swing College Band. Peter is on soprano, and Bob on clarinet, in Jelly Roll Morton's Steamboat Stomp.
Thank you.
That was Steamboat Stump. You've been listening to the Dutch Swing College Band. Leader, Peter Skilperoort, recorded live. We hope you enjoyed yourself, so you will tune in to another program in this series. And don't forget, any information you'd like to have about the band and this program, it's available at your radio station. Till next time, this is Mike de Ruyter.
The Dutch Jazz Scene Revisited, produced and presented by Mike de Ruyter. Next week on the program, we'll present another program in that series. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. This week, putting the spotlight on the Dutch Swing College Band. Let's now continue with a series of sessions that they recorded for Radio Nederland, the Dutch International Service, in the 1960s. We're going to kick off with How Come You Do Me Like You Do? Thank you. Happy days are here again. You must have been a beautiful baby. And how do you like me like you do? The Dutch Swing College Band recorded in the mid-1960s at the studios of Radio Nederland in Hilversum, Holland. The recordings of the DSC that we heard today, including those of the live concert, have never been made available commercially. They do have an extensive catalog, going back to the late 1940s on Philips and various other labels. The recordings that I do suggest, if you are a fan of the DSC and enjoy the music that you heard today, are the recordings they made in the late 60s and early 1970s with American jazz pianist Teddy Wilson. Those actually happen to be my favorite recordings of all time. If you'd like to get in touch with us here at Jazz for the Asking to let us know what you think of the program, please do so. Our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. Once again, jazz@pcjmedia.com. Next week, we're going to be bringing you another program in the series, the Dutch jazz scene revisited. So we hope you tune in. We're going to close today with Quincy Jones and his orchestra with a recording from 1962, which is probably, if not one of his, well, just one of his many favorite recordings from fans. It's an interesting orchestra because it features, well, it's not an, it was a studio orchestra, let's put it that way, made up of some of the biggest names in jazz. Clark Terry, Roland Kirk, Jerome Richardson, Phil Woods, Lalo Schifrin, and many, many others. The track we're going to take a listen to is called No More Blues, and it's from an album called Big Band Bossa Nova. Until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perrault wishing you well. We'll see you again very soon for another edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. So, take care.